This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed on developing a mindset of self-reliance to deal with global turbulence as the world is living in a volatile and uncertain era. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that Atmanirbharta is also the basis to strengthen India's self-confidence, increase resilience, and to lay the foundation for Viksit Bharat. The minister was speaking at the Tourism Faith Conclave in Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said the practice of e-visas has made visiting India more pleasant. He noted that those nations with a robust domestic demand have fared better and will continue to do so.
Those coming to study in India, I want to emphasize, have also increased. And heal in India is today a mantra that is increasingly catching on in the world, indeed in our own country. And we see that reflected in the growing number of medical tourists to India. And of course, because finally I have to pluck from my ministry as well, the practice of e-visas has made visiting India so much more pleasant an experience.
Russia has confirmed that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow on 21st of this month. The two leaders will discuss key issues on bilateral agenda and key aspects of cooperation within international frameworks. The upcoming meeting between Dr. Jaishankar and Lavrov comes after their talks on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Foreign Ministers' meeting on 15th of last month. The third round of the India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable meeting was held in New Delhi yesterday. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman led the roundtable along with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. The delegation from Singapore was led by the country's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry, Gyan Kim Yong. Both sides deliberated upon six pillars including digitalization, skill development and healthcare. The nation is gearing up to celebrate the country's 79th Independence Day with full enthusiasm and patriotic fervor. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. Union Minister of Textile Giriraj Singh has held a meeting with the industry leaders to tackle global trade headwinds in New Delhi. In the meeting, Mr. Singh reviewed the evolving global trade situation. He said, despite global challenges, the Indian textile industry will achieve a target of $100 billion in exports by 2030. The meeting also included the announcement of reciprocal tariffs by the United States and to chart a confident, future-oriented strategy for the sector. Mr. Singh said that four committees will be formed to suggest structural reform, identify the strategies for new markets and focus on new markets. Uttarakhand Cabinet, led by Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, has approved the Uttarakhand Freedom of Religion Amendment Bill 2025, introducing stringent provisions to curb illegal religious conversions. The amendments include harsher penalties, a ban on digital promotion of conversions, and robust measures for the protection of victims. The state government stated that the law aims to safeguard citizens' religious rights while preventing conversions through fraud, inducement, or coercion, ensuring communal harmony is preserved. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duma has stated that the state's close proximity to the Golden Triangle, which is well known for drug trafficking, has caused frequent smuggling of drugs from the Southeast Asian countries. The Chief Minister was addressing a state-level and Aizawl district-level program on Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, Drugs Free India campaign, yesterday at Aizawl Lamual. The centre has appointed three advocates as additional judges of the Bombay High Court for a term of 2 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.